speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, May the 23rd, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, there is going to be an election in the UK over Brexit. Now, they've already had that election, of course, back in 2016, just before we had our presidential election. And we are reminded, as we look at Theresa May, in tears, in the back of her limousine, as some of these people talked about, they said that she's got the sofa against the door, talking about how she'd barricaded herself in number 10 Downing Street, the residence of the prime minister. She's got herself barricaded, the sofa's against the door, and she's not coming out. This is what's going to happen to Nancy Pelosi if she keeps trying to overthrow the election we had here in the United States in 2016. We're going to talk about what's going on in Europe because this is very important. Brexit and the election of President Trump were very important developments in 2016. That is now spread as the European Union elections are being held over the next week or so. They are going to, actually, the UK is the first one to have the election. Some other countries are going to be having their elections within the next couple of days and within the rest of them doing them, I think, by the 26th. I've got the dates here in the articles. I'll tell you when we come up here. But they're not going to release the results until the final polling station in the last country to vote votes. But we've already seen the polls, and we already know that about four out of the five top, according to a European polling organization, four of the five top parties that will go to the European Parliament don't want the European Union. They want to be independent. They want to be self-governing. They want to bring government closer to them. And this was something that began with Brexit and with the election of Donald Trump. And I've got an interview I want to play for you because it's been purged off of YouTube. It was posted several different places. It got millions of views over the multiple places that it was posted. It was the day that they had the final debate in Las Vegas between President Trump and Hillary Clinton. It was the last presidential debate. And I got a chance to interview Nigel Farage with that. And I want you to hear what he had to say a few years ago. I want you to hear what he had to say in recent debates about what's going on with the future of the UK and the future of Europe and really the future of democracy. That's the issue here. So President Trump and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, you know, they went to the White House to talk about infrastructure, getting something actually done. And instead they kicked this off with comments with Pelosi pandering to the elements in the Democratic Party that want to criminalize their loss, continue down the road of these investigations. And, of course, even the person running the investigation said there's no cover-up, and he has said he's not going to go testify to the Democrats anymore. He's done, but they're not done. They're going to try to audit all of President Trump's income taxes for the last several decades. They think they can get this thing going again somehow. And if nobody wants to show up to their dog and pony witch hunt, then they will claim obstruction. Well, good luck with that. Because just as you're going to see, I think, the people of the UK fed up with the denial of their election, the same thing is going to blow back on the Democrats. Some of the wiser people in the Democrat Party have realized this. I hope that they don't back off of this. And I hope that President Trump transcends them, stays on the issues that got him elected, and continues to move forward, especially on the border. Let these people play their games. President Trump said, I don't do cover-ups. You people should know that probably better than anybody else. He even would not call it an investigation. He called it the I word. He said he's willing to work with Democrats on infrastructure, but he's not going to do anything if they keep investigating him and the White House. He told the reporters they should be ashamed of how they covered the story. And we're going to talk about how the press is being used and has been used in these European elections as well, and how CBS is jumping in as the globalists that they are, pushing violence against politicians, making jokes about people throwing stuff at politicians.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
This chamber and out of it. To what has been said in this chamber and out of it by members from all sides. From listening to those views, it is clear that while there is broad support for many of the key aspects of the deal, on one issue, the Northern Ireland backstop, there remains widespread and deep concern. As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
Yes, and of course, that is Theresa May. And she is on her way out, from all indications. As the newspapers are reporting, she is now got the sofa against the door, barricading herself in Downing Street. Former Tory leader Duncan Smith insisted the sofa is up against the door. She is not leaving. Well, they may kick the door down and drag her out. When you look at these pictures of her that are at the top of the Drudge Report, he's got pictures of the front cover of 9 tabloids of the UK. And every single one of them, except one, that's got a girl flashing her legs up there. But all the rest of the other 8 have got Theresa May in the back seat, end of the road. How much more can she take? May retreats to her bumper, on and on and on. One of them calls her Tear Isa because she is crying there in the back of the limousine. And when I look at this, it reminds me of the UK reality show Big Brother. You know, there's this character that everybody hates. The people in her party hate her. The people in all the other parties hate her. The voters hate her. But they just can't vote her out of the House. She just keeps staying. She's like, you know, she's part of the Remain. She is the poster child for Remain. She's not going, she says. Well, we'll see about that. And when I look at her, quite frankly, it's almost pathetic and pitiful. It's kind of like what we saw with Hillary Clinton. So desperate for power. You know, it was Hillary Clinton who came here to Austin years ago and started talking about the politics of meaning. Quite frankly, she only gets meaning in her life by having political office. And she is so desperate to hang on to that, that she will betray the people of her country. She will betray the party that she belongs to. Everything, the vote, everything will be betrayed just to try to keep herself in power. Very much like Hillary Clinton. You know, with Hillary Clinton, it was her turn. I'm with her. It was all about her, and it's all about Theresa May. And she has been a faithful little toady of the European Union globalists. And now this is a widespread revolt. It began with Brexit. It expanded in a big way with the election of Donald Trump. And I've got a interview clip that I'm going to play for you here in just a moment. It was at the last presidential debate of the Trump-Hillary election. It was in Las Vegas, and I got an opportunity to interview Nigel Farage, And so it was before President Trump had gotten elected. It was the day of the debate, but it was after Brexit had passed. And now, after she is trying for the fourth time to betray an exit, you know, they're going to stay in there from a trade standpoint. Well, we won't have any representatives go to the European Union, so you won't have any say-so about trade policy, but we will impose trade policy on you from Brussels. How about that? Is that a good deal? It's been rejected three times, and now she wants them to vote on it a fourth time. So they're going to vote today about who's going to go to the European Union, and there's going to be multiple elections over the next few days throughout Europe, and it looks like four of the five parties are going to be nationalist parties, parties that want to control their own country and not be controlled by the European Union. The only way that's going to happen, by the way, is for them to leave the European Union, because as long as they are there, that power is gradually going to be pulled to the center. We've already seen this happen in the United States. We have seen what happens. The founders of this country, just like the people, the individual countries in the European Union, we began with 13 sovereign states. We operated for a while after we got our independence by war against Great Britain. We operated under the Articles of Confederation. And then they were concerned that we needed to have something of a union to provide more of a common defense. But they were very concerned that if we came together and cooperated on defense, and also opened it up as a trade organization, they were afraid that everything would be drawn to the center, and their fears have been proven in the last, 230 years now, this year, 1789. And the same thing is going to happen. It's already happened much, much more quickly with the European Union. So as the Sun points out, isolated Theresa May was last night holed up in number 10 Downing Street, amid an extraordinary cabinet bid to force her from power. One person in her cabinet, a Brexiteer Commons leader, quit over her bid to offer MPs the chance of a second European Union referendum. So it wasn't enough that they were going to say, well, we're going to stay in the European Union from a standpoint of trade and customs. They will manage our trade deals with the United States, with other countries, and so forth. But we're not going to have a vote there. And now was putting forward the idea, let's put it up to a second vote. Let's overthrow the election, quite frankly, is what that was about. Tory kingmaker Sir Graham Brady will tell Theresa May she must name her departure date on Friday or face being forced out by his powerful committee within days. The head of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, refused to engage with Theresa May as prime minister, saying it would be pointless because, quote, she only has a few days left in office. Desperate Tory and Labour chiefs attacked Nigel Farage in last-ditch bid to stop him from trouncing them in the European Union elections. And then finally, senior ministers demanded a meeting with the prime minister to tell her not to offer the MPs a chance to vote on a second Brexit referendum. So in other words, she says, well, let's forget that. This is too difficult to put through. Let's just hold another election and see if we can overthrow Brexit because I refuse to implement it. And they said, no, we need to meet about that. And she refused to meet with them. What does that tell you about her loyalty and where it lies? You know, they are faced with a situation where this is an existential question for the United Kingdom. Are you going to continue to exist, Britain? Because are you going to have democracy? Do the elections mean anything? That is really the question being decided today. Or are they going to roar like a lion? As Nigel Farage and others have said, one MP said that a Tory Brexiteer, Owen Paterson, said Ms. May had managed to make a bad withdrawal agreement worse. He said, this is a direct insult to the 17.4 million people who voted to leave in the referendum years ago. They said that her proposals were dead on arrival. And finally, even Boris Johnson, you know, they had, after they passed Brexit, and of course the Tory prime minister who had pushed for this, He said, well, we'll have the election. They thought they could get rid of Nigel Farage by going ahead and holding the election because they were confident that they had the British people where they wanted them, that they could run a campaign of fear and keep the people there. And so Cameron said that, yeah, we'll give you the election, but hey, you know, he argued to stay in the European Union. When the people voted for Brexit, he had to resign. They had four or five candidates that they could have picked, and they picked the only one, Theresa May, who had openly opposed leaving. And she has done that now for the last nearly 3 years. Now even Boris Johnson, after voting with her for these non-Brexit deals three times, has said, I will not vote for it. Yeah, he can see the handwriting on the wall for the Tory party. They are disappearing in the polls on this vote today. We'll have more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical gobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy, these are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Seeing the end of the European Union. We can always hope. As has been said, we've seen the end of one evil empire. Maybe this is the beginning of the end of another evil empire. You know, Boris Johnson, as I said, has finally come around. He's hoping that he can become the leader of the greatly diminished Conservative Party. But again, what has been offered by Theresa May to them is an overthrow of the election. Let's stay in the European Union, but we can do it without representation. How about that? You know, we can have taxation and economic control without representation. Does that sound like a good deal? Oh, and by the way, after that's been rejected three times, let's try it again a fourth time, and let's throw in another Brexit election so we can try to overthrow Brexit from the very beginning. Let's go back to October the 19th, 2016, an interview that I had with Nigel Farage in Las Vegas. That was the final debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Just before the election, I was talking to him about the victory of Brexit and what that meant for the future and how that applied to the election of President Trump. Here's that interview from October 19th, 2016. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Farage. Now, Americans have seen a lot of clips. We know what an effective speaker you are. We know what a fearless speaker you are, going right to the seat of power and taking them on, speaking truth to them. I want to ask you what Donald Trump needs to do in this final debate tonight.
You see, I think that in the first debate, she had the better of him. Mm-hmm. And that's down to experience. You know, he was stepping up to a level that he'd never been at. I've been there myself.
Yeah.
I've done these big debates, and I know that when you're somewhat virginal going into these things, whether we can call Trump virginal perhaps is a matter of conjecture, but you know, when you're going into these things and you've never done them before, they're tough. But I felt by the end of the second debate, he completely dominated. He didn't just dominate her, he dominated the people doing the debates as well, the moderators.
You understand, he was in a three against one situation.
Yeah.
He called him out on it.
And he did. And he was right to do so. So I think psychologically, he comes to Las Vegas with the upper hand. She's going to be very nervous going into this tonight. She's going to play very safe. And I think he will go in and look for the knockout blow.
Well, let's talk to the voters for a second. But when I look at what you did in England, it reminds me of William Wilberforce, the guy who ended slavery virtually single-handedly. It's what you did when you went to the European Union and you said, we're going to get Britain out of the European Union. William Wilberforce, for his entire life, took on the moneyed interests, the multinational corporations that were involved in free trade of slaves. And so he stopped that slavery. It took him an entire lifetime to do it. The final vote to outlaw slavery occurred shortly after he died. So this is a long-term movement. We can go straight to the seat of power. William Wilberforce has shown that. You showed that to us in Britain with Brexit. We can take them on directly, and we can win. It's a long-term game. They've been in it for a long term. This is a movement. This is what we see being started here in America behind Trump, and it's a movement that you started with Brexit as well.
Yes, and don't think that this is just America and Britain. This is actually happening across a lot of Europe as well, and very important that we remember that we've got people in France and Germany and Hungary and Italy and everywhere you go now, people are saying, you know, the global elite have led us very badly. The rich have got richer, the poor have got poorer. This simply isn't working. And the one thing I would say is, you know, whatever happens here on November the 8th, American politics is never going to be the same again.
That's right.
Yeah. It simply can't be, because you're right. Actually, I mean, Trump's not a Republican candidate. He's an independent.
Yeah. He's taken over the party from the establishment.
Yeah.
You're the ones looking in for
him. You know, and everyone's run away from him. Yeah. He's effectively an independent. Now, if he wins, he wins, and America changes course. But if he doesn't win, if the establishment win this time, that is not the end of this story. because all those people that will have been motivated to stand up and do something, they're not going to go away. They're not going to disappear. I think ultimately, you know, we've toppled the establishment in the United Kingdom. It took us a very, very long time and a whole number of false starts, but we've done it. And I think that is going to happen in the USA. It's just a question of whether it's this year or whether you have to wait a bit. I think we need to sort of start getting the ghosts of Thatcher and Reagan going on the small man and small woman who want to take risk, set up their own little businesses, and who ultimately create real wealth within the economy and create real jobs. And that is the opportunity that we now have. We voted for Brexit. Yeah, sure, it's going to take us 2 or 3 years to sort it all out. But we've now got a chance to move back towards a genuine capitalist system where people have got a chance of succeeding. And that, I think, didn't you guys used to call this the American dream?
That's right. And we used to call it a Declaration of Independence. We said we're going to take back our freedom, our property, and our self-governance from a small globalist cabal.
I would just finish by saying that whatever happens tonight in this big showdown in Vegas, there's a couple of weeks of full campaigning left, and what the Trump campaign need to do is to try and get a national conversation going on the very things you and I have just talked about for the last 3 minutes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, that was Nigel Farage. That was the day of the final debate that was going to happen that night. And, of course, President Trump handily won that debate and handily won the election. But, of course, the establishment wasn't going to let that exist. They weren't going to let that stand. And so we now know, learned quite soon after that, that the Obama administration, the NSA, the CIA, and the UK intelligence services were all working to undermine not only President Trump as a candidate, but also the Trump presidency. And they're continuing to do that. That's why you had this back and forth. Now, after even Mueller says there's no collusion, and they want Mueller to come testify again, he goes, I'm not going to come testify again. It's done. It's done. So now they're taking a different tact. They're going to try to audit President Trump for decades worth of economic activity, a giant multinational corporation with lots of different businesses. And of course, as Joe Bannister pointed out, he was a criminal investigator for the IRS. And they would have to be audited every year by a fellow IRS agent. He typically didn't have any problem. But one year there was an IRS agent who was doing the audits that had a chip on their shoulder about the fact that he was a criminal investigator. They got paid more. He got to wear a gun and so forth. this individual didn't like him. Went after him in great detail, because if you've got a law that is as complicated as the income tax, it's the same as having no law at all. And if somebody wants to make a problem for you, they can. And so he had to fight that. They were coming after him for $1,000. He fought it and wound up getting back $5,000 more than he had with the original tax return. That's how complicated and arbitrary the income tax system is. That's why they want to audit President Trump. Fundamentally, however, this is just a continuation of the efforts of the globalists, both here in and in America, to overthrow these elections of both Brexit and President Trump. We got more on this when we come back. Stay with us.
This morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. I'll tell you what, I'm feeling a lot of energy. My brain's sure working good right now.
all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of 5-star reviews for yourself. I've got 2 in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, one thing about this election in the UK and what has happened in the last couple of years, both with Brexit and the election of President Trump. I just played that clip where we were talking about those two with Nigel Farage in the final debate between Trump and Clinton in 2016. They are never going to give up. And if we ever give up, we lose. We're going to have to continue to fight them. And that is exactly what Nigel Farage is doing. After betrayals over and over again, they've had 3 different votes in Parliament to try to betray Brexit. Theresa May missed the deadline, arbitrarily said, okay, well, you know, we had this hard deadline that both the UK and the European Union agreed that the separation had to be done by a date certain. Once they got to that date, she said, we'll just delay it another 6 months. Never had any intention of leaving. As a matter of fact, the final straw, I think, for her with the Conservative Party was the fact that she said, not only offering the same bad deal for the fourth time, but saying, we're going to have another vote to completely overturn Brexit. And, of course, her personal ambition, her desperate clinging to power, and her own political party's inability to get rid of her, just like the Democrats couldn't get rid of Hillary Clinton, has basically caused them to say she's going to be gone by tomorrow. We'll see about that, and I hope so. If Theresa May leaves, then there is a chance that Britain may leave the European Union. I want to play for you what Nigel Farage, you just heard what he said 3 years ago. I want to play for you what he said recently as he came back out of political retirement to create the Brexit Party to say, we're really going to get this thing through. If the Tories won't do it and the Labour Party won't do it, they said that they were going to do it. The parties who said that they were going to follow through on Brexit got 95% of the vote in the last parliamentary election. You had 17.5 million people vote for Brexit 3 years ago. It is a massive betrayal, not only of the voters, but of democracy. It was Nigel Farage who said when the European Union put in Goldman Sachs banker, they called him a technocrat. Yeah, the technocratic elite. They put a banker in Greece, and they took out the people who had been elected. And it was Nigel Farage who first called him on that. He said, who are you? Who are you? You're nothing but a third-rank bank clerk to do something like this. You have overthrown democracy in the very place where it was first practiced, Greece. And now Nigel Farage has come back with a Brexit party. They're trying to overthrow it in Britain as well. Here's what he had to say about Theresa May.
And I think we've got them worried. We've got them on the run. Did you see Mrs. May launch her European election campaign the other day? There she stood with four of her candidates, all of whom looked like they'd just been taken hostage. It was as if they had to pay a ransom to get out. Although, of course, Mrs. May's good at paying ransoms, isn't she? Because she's agreed to give Barnier $39 billion for nothing in return. Mrs. May said at her press launch, I couldn't quite believe this, actually. She said, Nigel Farage can't deliver Brexit. Yeah, that's right. Mrs. May said Nigel Farage can't deliver Brexit. What the hell's she been doing for the last 2 years? I couldn't believe it. She said he pops up every few years and then goes away again. Well, if I've made one really big political mistake in my career, it is that I did believe when we were promised by both of those parties when it went into British law. Yes, Mrs. May, I admit I made a mistake. I did not believe that a vicar's daughter could be so willfully duplicitous with the British nation as you've been. And I'm very sorry to say, Mrs. May, and many in your party and the one opposite, I won't be going away anywhere soon until we change the entire British political system. Because it's rotten. And then today we saw Jeremy Corbyn appearing on my favourite television programme. Oh, he's really good, that Andrew Marr. You've got to give him credit. No, but pretty good, wasn't it? I mean, the weekend before a national election where there is a new insurgent party called the Brexit Party, which, if you believe the opinion polls, and let's not get carried away, let's keep running to the line next Thursday, but if you believe the polls, you've got a Eurosceptic party that is nearly 15 points in the lead. And what did Andrew Marr have on today as his guests? 5 Remainers. And isn't it the same every week with Question Time? Almost every week, it's 4 Remainers and 1 Leaver. Still, we haven't written our manifesto yet, but I have a feeling after my appearance last Sunday, that the BBC license fee's risen somewhat up the agenda. Right, so for the sounds of it, there's no need to focus group that one, is there? We've got that one. That one's done and dusted.
All right, so that's Nigel Farage calling out the Labour Party as well as the Conservatives and calling out the BBC for their bias. And, of course, they were incredibly biased. I've got a little bit of a clip of that interview that he's referring to, Andrew Marr. I'm going to play for you in a moment. Farage totally destroyed him. But, of course, as he points out, the weekend before the election, what do? They have all Remain people. And it was a very partisan attack interview with Andrew Marr, but he couldn't handle Nigel Farage. So let's take a look at what's going on with the Conservatives and the Labour Party. You know, the Conservatives are very, how should I say this, dismayed about the poll results. And again, the vote will be today. But just take a look at what's happened in less than a month. You know, the Brexit Party was created not that long ago. And if we look at the polling at the beginning of May, May 8th through 9th, you had the Conservative Party and the Labour Party tied at 24%. The Brexit Party at that point in time was at 18%. The Liberal Democrats at 16% and the Green Party at 7%. So you had Labour and Conservatives tied for first place at 24%, Brexit at 18%. And then only, let's see, what are we talking about here? 13th. 5 days later, there was another poll. At that point in time, the Conservatives had tanked from first place to fifth place. They had gone from 24% to 10%. Labor had remained in second place, but they had lost 8 points. They went from 24 points to 16 points. The Liberal Democrats had lost a point, and they were in third place. They had been in fourth place. But the Brexit Party shot up by 16 points in 5 days to go to 34%. Now, the most recent poll they had 2 days ago, before the election, last poll before the election, had the Brexit Party up another 3 points, up to 37%. Labor had declined another 3%, down to 13%. The Conservatives had lost another 3%, down to 7%. The Conservatives at 7%. The number two party was the Liberal Democrats. They were at 19%. They were about half of what Nigel Farage and the Brexit Party were polling. We're going to tell you more about what's behind this and what is happening. It's not just in Britain. They're voting all the way across Europe, and it looks like four out of the five leading parties will be nationalist.
Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our ultimate bone broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that's taken on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border. Talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTruth Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As Nigel Farage has said, what is at stake in this European election that happens today in Britain? They're the first of the European countries to vote. That'll be taking place today. Ireland will be voting tomorrow. The Czech Republic, Latvia, Malta, Slovakia will vote on the 25th, and the remaining 21 EU nations on the 26th. We will not see results from the nations, I think. Maybe there'll be some exit polls that leak out in the UK. But they say they're not going to release the results until the last polling station in the last country on the continent is closed, and that would be sometime on the 26th. So we will see what happens with that. But today they're voting, and what Farage has said is that what is at stake is democracy. That's what is at stake, quite simply. And this was in a debate that he had this week, just a couple of days ago, with the Brexit politician Vince Cable. It's the only broadcast debate in the run-up to this election that's happening today. And it was between the number one and number two polling parties. And, of course, Brexit immediately shot to the top, 37%. The ruling Conservative Party dropped to 7%. 7%. Labor took a hit as well, and so the Liberal Democrats moved up into second place. But even at second place, they have approximately half of the support in the polls that the Brexit Party does. And so you had Vince Cable with the Liberal Democrats debate Nigel Farage on television. And he had come out by saying, quote, bollocks to Brexit. he was asked by the moderator in a debate hosted by the British newspaper, The Daily Telegraph, why voters should consider the Brexit Party, Farage was. And he said, well, it's quite simply democracy. We had a referendum, a full, free and fair referendum. We were told by the government whatever the result was would be implemented. That couldn't be clearer. We then had a general election. in which about 75% of the people voted for Labor and Conservative parties, both of whom promised that they would honor the referendum and deliver Brexit. I think this is a moment. Whether you are a leaver or a remainer, you have to say promises must be kept, because if they're not, trust in the entire democratic system breaks down. So let's deliver Brexit. We have a new date now, 31st of October, which, by the way, is well after the hard Brexit date. They said, well, we got a couple of years to work out terms. If we can't work them out, then it's over. And they said, well, no, we're going to decide that it's not going to be over. We're going to extend it for another 6 months. And Theresa May says, and I've got a new election for you to overthrow the other election. That was the plan all along. So he said, we have a new date now, the 31st of October. We absolutely must leave on that date if we are to be, in the eyes of the rest of the world, a credible democratic nation that obeys the rule of law. And so he has to debate not only the liberal Democrats, who used to kind of be neutral on that, but now they're coming out very hard against Brexit. But he also, of course, has to debate the BBC. And you heard him in that clip we played in the last segment talk about the BBC interview that he had with Andrew Marr and how they tried to, it was a complete attack interview, and he finished at the end of his speech to the political rally there. He said, well, you know, we might want to take a look at that license that everybody in the UK has to pay. I've talked to Tony Rook. He's got a organization called Killing Auntie. not that he wants to get rid of his aunt, but they call the BBC Auntie. And everybody that has a television has to pay a license to the BBC, whether they like the programming or not. And so Nigel Farage says, maybe we'll put a committee in to go back and reexamine that, because the BBC has become a tool of political and social manipulation. Boy, I tell you, it is so incredibly obvious how they're trying to manipulate people there in every aspect of society. We occasionally will find something that's produced by the BBC, and we're like, oh, that might be kind of interesting. We start to watch it, and it's like, look at the political agenda. Looked at some program that was, about MI5, and there's a bombing, and immediately say, well, it's probably the pro-life people out there probably killed this poor woman and injured her child. And it's like, turn that thing off. Can't stand to watch this propaganda crap anymore from the BBC. So here is Nigel Farage. I want to play a little bit of his interview with Andrew Marr of the BBC.
Turn to the thing that you are most well known for, to a lot of people watching, which is that famous poster, the Breaking Point poster that UKIP put up.
Right.
Can I ask you, would the Brexit Party put that poster up?
Well, we're in different circumstances because Mrs. Merkel is not suddenly saying, let's open our doors to everybody.
Yeah, but
and as you know, or maybe you don't, as years go by, decades evolve, different issues come to the fore. Throughout that period of time, there is no question that the number one issue in British politics was immigration, people's concerns over open borders, its impact on wages, access to public health care. The number one issue in British politics now is democracy, the failure of our political parties to keep their promise. That is what the country is debating.
But that poster sent a very, very clear message about migrants. Are you saying the Brexit Party would not put up a poster like that?
Well, it wouldn't, because it isn't the burning issue of the time.
Do you regret it?
Do I regret helping
that poster?
Do I regret helping
you regret that poster and the message
it was the truth. And if you think about that poster, it's transformed European politics. It's changed Italian politics. Mrs. Merkel made a very big mistake.
Yeah. And of course, that was the poster that showed a massive influx of people walking down a road, kind of like what we've got going on at our border right now. Thousands of people coming across every day, about 3,000 on average, and it's going up. It's going up every week, a massive caravan, an invasion into this country, and that is now the number one pressing issue, has been, here in the United States. But as he's talking about, it was Angela Merkel who was pushing that. Even Merkel has pulled back from pushing that invasion. But, of course, this is the attempt of the BBC to paint Nigel Farage as a racist, as a xenophobe, and to paint him as an extremist. Take a look at some of the other questions that he threw at Nigel Farage and how Nigel Farage adeptly pushed them aside. The first one, climate change. If you want to push climate change, just ask Macron about the yellow vests and what it does to the people. But here's what Marr said to him. He said, do you still believe that worrying about global warming is the stupidest thing in human history? Farage said, I believe that if we decide in this country to tax ourselves to the hilt, to put hundreds of thousands of people out of work in manufacturing industries, given that we produce less than 2% of global CO2, that isn't terribly intelligent. And then he segued immediately into a counterattack on the BBC. He says, here we are with one of the biggest changes in politics that's ever occurred, and you don't want to talk about it. What is wrong with the BBC? And so, undeterred, Marr comes back at him and says, well, do you still feel that people with HIV shouldn't be allowed in the United Kingdom? And Farage says, do I think the National Health Service is there for the British people? Yes, I absolutely do. And he says, so you still do? And he goes, this is absolutely ludicrous, said Farage. I've never in my life seen a more ridiculous interview than this. You're not prepared to talk about what's going on in this country today. You're in denial. The BBC is in denial. The Tory party is in denial. The Labour party is in denial. I think you're in for a bigger surprise on Thursday than you ever imagined. And we shall see, because the election is going to be held today. And as we look at these various polls, as I said, it's going to be spread out through the 26th. Today's the 23rd. So another 3 days. I don't know if we're going to see the results of this, but the Labour Party has just in the last month in Britain lost 12 points. The Conservatives have lost 17 points. The Greens have lost 5 points. The Liberal Democrats have picked up 12, and the Brexit Party has picked up 37 points. They're now up by double digits, almost double their nearest rival. And even the New York Times goes to a lifelong Labour voter who is now standing as a candidate for the Brexit Party. And this person says, people feel completely betrayed. They feel abandoned. They feel even hated and despised by the political class and also by the media. And he says, this feels like a grassroots political revolution on the streets of Britain right now. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what's going on. It mirrors exactly what is going to be happening in the United States, because Pelosi and the Democrats are not going to let this 2016 election stand without trying to pull every hook and crook that they can to try to overthrow this election. So folks, if you want to support us, one of the key things that they've done is to try to deplatform InfoWars, certainly on social media, but they're not going to stop there. It's going to be economic. They're even going to come after websites, I believe. But if you want to help to support us and help to support your free speech, you can sponsor us directly by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We have a Memorial Day mega sale. Many products 60% off. We got ExtenderWise. We got Myco ZX Plus 60% off. 50% off products. Super Male Vitality, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, Bod Ease. 40% off. We have Turbo Force Protein Bars. And you can save 10% with the code WakeUpAmerica on our organic coffee.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products to keep me on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm.
Welcome back. Yesterday I played for you a quote by John Bolton about Winston Churchill. Get that quote ready at video clip number one. John Bolton quoted Winston Churchill, and he said, you know, the truth is so important it's got to be surrounded with a wall of lies or something about that, to that effect. And so John Bolton was saying it's very good to lie about war. Play that clip so people can hear that, and then I'll comment on it.
Now, I want to make the case for secrecy in government when it comes to the conduct of national security affairs, and possibly for deception where that's appropriate. You know, Winston Churchill said during World War II that in wartime, truth is so important it should be surrounded by a bodyguard of lies.
I was talking about that quote last night to my son Lance, and he had a great comment. What he said was, he said, think about who Winston Churchill was lying to. And who is John Bolton lying to? You know, Winston Churchill was saying, we've got to lie to the Nazis because they're our enemies and we are at war with them. John Bolton is saying, we've got to lie to the American people. Therefore, who does John Bolton see as the real enemies of the deep state and the military-industrial complex? Well, quite frankly, it's the American people. They can't have an open debate about war. Because, you know, the American people wouldn't want it. So we got to lie to the American people so we can get that war. It's a very different situation. You always have when people push for unrestrained war everywhere for regime change. Oh, the president needs to make that decision. The way the Constitution was set up, and it was for a good reason, was that we were going to have a debate as to whether or not we were going to get into war. We would lay out the cause and what the goals were and what the, so we would have an ending point and so forth. And if the people agreed to it, then yes, at that point, you turn it over to the president to run it. And you do have secrets and you've got to make very quick decisions about that. But that's the point at which you surround the truth with lies. That's the point at which national security becomes the vital issue that overrules other concerns. These people are using national security to overthrow the Constitution. They're using national security and appeals to it to overthrow our liberties and our free speech. They're doing it in France now. I pointed that out yesterday. A law that goes back to the 1800s that protected free speech in France. They're saying that's got to be overthrown for national security. That's what the globalists always do. And so I understand what Bolton is saying here, who the real enemy is here. You know, as I listened to that opening there, the Sons of Liberty from Johnny Tremaine, Winston Churchill had something to say about the American Revolution in his History of the English-Speaking People. And what he said was that when they lost the war, it was a victory of freedom. Not just for the American people, but for the British people as well. Because the British people and the Parliament got power away from a king who had become an absolute monarch. And that was a violation of Magna Carta, Runnymede, what he signed at Runnymede. And, you know, the king was never supposed to be an absolute monarch. And so what Winston Churchill was saying was it strengthened the power of the parliament and it ended the power of the absolute monarchy in the UK. And that was a good thing. It kept them from the kinds of pushback that happened in France with an absolute and arrogant monarch there. It really did stem the tide of that. And when we look at what happened in the UK with Brexit, they are at a moment of decision right now, just like we were in 1776, just like we were with the election of President Trump. Are we going to allow them to overthrow the election of Trump? Are the British people going to stand there and let these absolute rulers out of Brussels overthrow the British government and their the people's choice to leave? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've got just a couple of things to say more about the European elections in general, because today they begin in the UK. And Nigel Farage's Brexit party, he came back to create a political party, calling it the Brexit Party, because it was about making sure that the elections were not going to be overthrown, as we see the same thing being attempted here incessantly by the Democrats, by Nancy Pelosi. We were just reminded of that yesterday. They're going to audit President Trump as their last-ditch effort. That's their next strategy. Well, we're going to say we want to audit everything that you've done for the last several decades, and we'll go through your complicated tax returns and see if we can find something we object to. And we can argue endlessly about this, and we can infer or create crimes out of everything that anybody did. This is going to keep anyone from being able to run for election unless they have been a lifelong politician or community organizer, keeping a very simple set of books, while, like Joe Biden, they have Swiss bank accounts that are laundering money, or like the Clintons, they have the Clinton Foundation laundering money. That's the way these people roll. And Barack Obama better hope that we don't go back and look at how this guy became a multi-millionaire when he's done nothing other than being a community organizer and elected office. That should raise flags. It shouldn't necessarily raise flags that President Trump was successful in business. I think we ought to, if we're going to audit anybody, we ought to audit Obama and Hillary and the Clinton Foundation and the rest of them. President Trump needs to start going on offense if they're going to play this game, instead of continually being on defense. I mean, maybe Barr is going to go back and investigate some of these criminals in the NSA, CIA, FBI that colluded with the Obama administration. They turned off the television feed. They met secretly. They created warrants to go not only against candidate Trump, but against the Trump administration, well into the Trump administration. It's way, 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 way past due for that. And then remember that as soon as the election was over, we knew that a lot of this stuff was going on before President Trump was sworn in. We were saying here, I was saying it, Alex Jones was saying it, Roger Stone was saying it, President Trump needs to go on offense against these people. He needs to expose what they're doing. And if not for his own good, for the good of the American people. These people have been criminally spying on all Americans openly doing this since right after September 11th. And of course, the history of spying on Americans goes all the way back to their creation right after World War II. That's why they had the Church Committee hearing and the Pike Committee hearing in the House. And that's why they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that they then used as a star chamber court to come after the most powerful political enemies in the country that they had. But they've been using this illegally against the American people, and it hasn't been a secret. We've all known this. It was exposed by those committees back in the 1970s when they created that legislation. And we had William Binney and other NSA whistleblowers expose it again after September 11th. Congress didn't care. They leaked it to the press. Some of the press reported. Most of them ignored it. Then we had the Snowden leaks. We had the, prior to the Snowden leaks, we had the perjury committed by James Clapper in Congress. And of course, they didn't care about that. And now they're trying to create a perjury trap for President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., over something that where there's no collusion, no crime, and something that is of no substance. And yet, what James Clapper committed perjury about, testifying to the Senate, that is of substance. The violation of the law, a violation of the Constitution, a violation of our fundamental human rights that the law and the Constitution were set up to protect. And nothing is done about that. And so for all those reasons, President Trump needed to go against that. But let's take a look at what's happening, because these elections are going to extend over the next 3 days throughout Europe. And there is a prediction from Europe Elects. It's a website of pollsters that looks at, does political polling in Europe. These projections, as reported by Breitbart, are based on the latest Europe-wide polling data collected by this website, Europe Elects. It shows that the Brexit Party, led by Nigel Farage, is likely to cause a huge upset and to take, listen to this, the most seats of any single party on the continent of Europe. They're projecting that they will be the largest party inside the European Union. How's that? It's going to, if that happens, it is going to be fireworks, for the next, 4 or 5 months, October 31st, that they would get out. So, they are going to try to be pushing Britain out of the door if the Brexit Party wins. They're predicting at this poll that the Brexit Party would get 28, League Party of Italy would have 25. They would be number also a nationalist party that does not like the European Union. The third party would be the German party, Merkel's party at 24. Then after that, the Polish party at 22. And then listen to this. The fifth party would be from France, and it would not be Macron's party. It would be the party of Marine Le Pen. And they would be coming in at fifth place with 21, ahead of Macron's party at 20. So this could shape up to be a very interesting election across Europe. And it begins today in the UK, with a couple more countries voting tomorrow and the rest of them voting over the next 2 or 3 days. Macron is very worried about this. Again, polls show him coming in after Marine Le Pen. He says the nationalists are posing an existential risk to the European Union. Let's hope so. The poll puts Le Pen party on the course for victory over Macron. This European election, he said, I cannot be a spectator but an actor in this European election. Macron said, this is the most important since 1979. And, of course, that was when the first European Parliament elections were held. He said, because the European Union is facing an existential threat. And here's the interesting thing about this. As he was making this speech and giving the interviews and so forth, it was being boycotted by two large newspapers in France. Why? Because Macron and his political party, his government, had said that they needed to read and edit the whatever they write about that. So he demanded that his government officials read and edit the reports from those two newspapers before they publish. So I said, we're not going to the interview. That is how bad this is gone. And if you want to know what globalism is about, folks, just take a look at what's going on in France. The revolt, again, this guy, Andrew Marr, the BBC, trying to pick out Nigel Farage over climate change. And Nigel Farage says, well, if we're going to completely destroy our economy, if we, even though we only contribute 2% of CO2 gases that they're measuring, that's their metric, whether or not that's a problem, if we're going to decapitate the British economy, that should be the British people's decision and not a decision out of Brussels. And yet it was Macron who decided that he would impose these confiscatory taxes on the people. They revolted and have been revolting with the against him with the Yellow Vest movement. And it's not only stealing and the jobs and destroying the economy in the name of climate change, but also destroying a free press. This is the only way that these people can win. It's the only way the Democrats can win, is to destroy free speech and a free press. And as I pointed out yesterday, they got a couple of journalists who are looking at years in jail because they did what had previously been protected. They reported, just as we've always had this respected under our First Amendment, if somebody is a whistleblower, and even if they steal the documents, they themselves, the person who actually steals the documents, can be charged and go to jail. However, when they hand that over to the press, then they said, well, you can't punish the press for publishing that. Now they're saying in France, no, we've decided that national security is more important, and we're going to send these journalists to jail, exactly what they're doing to Julian Assange here in America. That's what we're trying to do. And, of course, in the UK, working with the Americans, just as they did to try to overthrow Trump's election. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody knows that supplements are amazing, that what God gave us from Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them. And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in 2 servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM total health and performance 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates. 50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones, then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down. The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and
welcome back. You know, I talked with Matt Bracken about what happened to Nigel Farage a few days ago with the milkshakes being thrown at him. And of course, this is something that was happening across the UK. Conservative or populist politicians, nationalist politicians were having milkshakes thrown at them. McDonald's said, we're not going to sell milkshakes as Nigel Farage was coming, because people had come in, they were going to do that. So we're not going to do it. Burger King tweeted out, well, we're going to be selling them. Have fun. And then when people call them on what was perceived as encouraging people to throw milkshakes, they say, we didn't have any intention of doing that, right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. And then, of course, that did happen. And as Matt Brack and I were talking about that, that's just the beginning. When people can get that close to you to throw stuff at you and get away with it, they can throw lethal things at you. And this is not a theory. This actually happened in the UK. A female member of parliament, not a conservative, not a populist, you would think that they would care, was attacked and killed. And yet, when I talked about that and I tweeted that out with that comment, you know, the escalating violence in the UK, because it's not just milkshakes that they're throwing anymore, Tommy Robinson, they're throwing bricks. And I had some person on Twitter comment, escalating violence, LOL. Same thing CBS did. CBS here in the United States. Again, because of their political persuasion. It's okay for these people to promote violence and to laugh about this. But once you start suggesting that physical assaults of any kind are acceptable, then you are legitimizing violence. And violence has a nasty habit of escalating, said James Dellingpole of Breitbart, and he's absolutely right. But, of course, what did CBS do? The journalist at CBS, as reported by Newsbusters, on Tuesday laughed at the new trend by the militant leftists of dumping milkshakes on politicians that they don't like. The co-host there said, in the latest of a series of attacks on right-wing politicians, Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage was doused with a milkshake yesterday. There was actually salted caramel, if anyone is wondering, and they were all laughing. His co-hosts were laughing, and one said, I'm sure it feels great. I'm sure people love the feeling. Pictures are flying around the world, and so forth. And so this is the way this is being treated by these lightweights, the establishment media. By the way, talking about Twitter, I'm going to take some comments on Twitter and phone calls if you want to join the program and comment about what's going on across Brexit and, you know, the efforts to overthrow Brexit and the efforts to take it back. As we see just yesterday, the Democrat Party escalating this, as we've got The Hill pointing out, Nancy Pelosi is facing a tipping point on Trump impeachment. The Hill said a growing number of Democrat lawmakers say that the House should launch impeachment proceedings against President Trump. By hook or by crook, They're going to try to overthrow our election just like Theresa May and the globalists and the European Union have tried to overthrow Brexit for the last several years. So if you want to join in and comment on either of these, we're going to you can leave a comment on Twitter. My Twitter account is Libertarian, and we'll respond to those comments if we've got something interesting that's there. And if you want to call into the show, the number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. Let's take a little bit more look at the broader picture of what's going on in Europe. As I said, they're all going to be voting within the next 3 days. There's an interesting article on Zero Hedge by an Irishman, George Callahan, talking about how the UK deep state has been plotting to thwart Brexit, just as they worked with the deep state here in the United States to overthrow President Trump before and after the election. He points out, decades ago, the British deep state hatched a nefarious plot against the British people. As Churchill had once said, we are with Europe, but not of it. Okay, so they're there, but not actually a part of it. And, of course, over the years, we have seen Margaret Thatcher, her final speech, said, yeah, we can have a common market here. That's a good thing for us to trade with them. But absolutely, absolutely not have a common currency. And she was very adamant about that, that they would keep the pound and not join the euro. And they have as a result of that. And many people, I think, who have given up their the control of their money nationally regret that now. But he points out in this article how you had both the conservative and the labor MPs throughout the 60s and 70s. Harold Macmillan, the conservative, sought to get the British into the European Economic Community. They were kept out initially by de Gaulle and by others. Then you had the labor government of Harold Wilson in the 60s trying to get British membership. Again, not out, not there. And then when Heath got in and applied for the third time, they got in. And the public was told that it was just a conspiracy theory that there would be a single currency in the 70s. Oh, yeah, one day there's going to be a single currency. No, no, no. That's a preposterous scaremongering tactic, they said. Just like in the run-up to Brexit, as people were saying, well, there's going to be a European Union army. I said, oh, listen to this. These paranoid conspiracy theorists in Britain, they're just trying to scare you about this. And immediately after Brexit, they said, yeah, we're going to do that. And now you've heard in the last few months, over the last year, many times you've had both Merkel in Germany and Macron in France, both of them vying for leadership of the European Union, and both of them bragging about a European army and the necessity for it. It's now an open secret. And, of course, we know that they wanted a single currency, even in 2002. Heath, who had said, no, it's just a conspiracy theory. We don't have any intentions of having a common currency in 2002. He was asked whether in the early 1970s he had envisioned the UK joining a single European currency. He said, yes, of course. One judge in the UK said that European law was like an incoming tide changing British law. Yeah, of course, the Danes. As he points out, he goes through the different European countries. He said the Danes rejected the treaty in 1992, but then they were made to vote again and again until they gave the Europhiles what they wanted. In the Irish Republic, the Maastricht referendum saw the government misusing taxpayer money to fund propaganda by the Europhiles, just like they're using it with the BBC and others. The Republic of Ireland, he said, rejected the Treaty of Nice in a plebiscite, but we had to vote again until we got it right, according to the masters in Brussels. Do you see a pattern here? People again and again say we don't want to be in it. They say, well, we'll have another vote then, and another vote, until we get the right result, the one that we want, where you come in. The European Constitution was rejected by referendum in France. Even in the Netherlands, the most passionately Europhile country, the people voted against the proposed constitution. The people of Switzerland and Norway have twice rejected referenda to give closer links to the EU. And yet, this has just happened. Switzerland has now, under pressure from the EU, saying we're going to basically blockade you if you don't give up your gun rights. They're not even a member of the European Union, but they're being blackmailed by the European Union into giving up their fundamental rights to protect themselves, something the Swiss people have always done, have held very dear. And now the European Union has taken that away.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have Republican Devin Nunes saying to President Trump, you should ask Theresa May about British involvement in the Steele dossier when you go there in June. Of course, maybe he's not looking at the news out of the UK. By all reports, Theresa May is not going to be there in June. May will be over before June begins. So, but yes, we should ask whoever is there about what happened with the Steele dossier and about the collusion between British and American intelligence. Of course, part of the Five Eyes. We're taking some calls and comments and questions about the attempts in both the UK to overthrow Brexit and the attempts in the U.S. to overthrow our election of President Trump. And, of course, if you want to post some questions on Twitter, you can find my Twitter account is Libertarian. You can also find me on YouTube. I have a YouTube account there, youtube.com/Libertarian. Of course, you can also find the archives of our show on infowars.com/David-Knight-show as well as on YouTube. I'm going to put up that interview that I had with Nigel Farage back in October of 2016 that I played earlier, just before the election, the day of the final debate between President Trump and Hillary Clinton. I got to interview Nigel Farage in Las Vegas, so I'm going to post that. We'll have our people post that up on the YouTube channel, Libertarian. Travis, give us a couple of questions there on Twitter.
All right, so the first question comes from Aaron Lopez, and he says, since we know hashtag Nancy Pelosi is now against impeachment, will she or can't she do anything to shut down her comrades?
That's a good question. You know, as I was reading from this article in The Hill, they're talking about how now at least 25 Democrats are now on record supporting impeachment proceedings against President Trump. And, of course, what they're doing is they're saying, well, you know, we want – they've got legislation – put out there by Rashida Tlaib, saying a lot of dominoes are falling. The momentum is clearly on the side of beginning an impeachment inquiry, said Jared Huffman in California. Rashida Tlaib wants to require the Judiciary Committee to investigate Trump for potentially impeachable offenses. Now, I have a problem with this. All of you should have a problem with this. This is Stalinesque. It was Stalin who said, bring me the man, and I will find the crime. And I think the American people see what is going on with this. We don't, in our system of justice, investigate a person to try to find a crime. We investigate crimes to find the person that did them. There is no evidence of a crime. As a matter of fact, after years, they've turned up nothing. And even Mueller doesn't want to go before these people. He's even done with this witch hunt, with this McCarthyism. But they're going to continue with this. And I think, quite frankly, I don't really know what Nancy Pelosi is going to do. Again, they've got at least 25 Democrats have now gone on record supporting an investigation of a person to try to find a crime. He won. There must be a crime here somewhere, right? It's a crime against the Democrats that he won. And so they want to find some way to overturn that. And I think the key issue is that they, if they persist on this, the polls show that the American people are fed up with this. And I think the only way that this isn't a huge win for President Trump, regardless of what he does, and I think he ought to stonewall them on any of these attempts to do audits. I think he needs to, at this point, say to these judges who are politicized, and, you know, we have 3,700 different federal judges, any one of whom can overthrow the president's policies on immigration, even though he has those powers under the Constitution. They presume to have that power. President Trump needs to pull that back. And maybe now, who knows, maybe now, since they're coming after him personally in a Stalinesque move, perhaps now he will push back against that. I think if he did, that could be one of the most important legacies of the Trump administration, to go back to the founding of this country where we are not all subject to this Supreme Politburo, which many people call the Supreme Court, but now I'm going to call the Supreme Politburo, because that is exactly what they are. It's just like the Soviet Politburo. We got the Soviet tactics of Stalin saying we're going to investigate the man to find the crime. We've got a Supreme Court that acts like a Soviet Politburo. They're going to define what policy is. They are the supreme legislators, not just the Supreme Court. They are the supreme legislators and the supreme branch of government. And to have any single federal judge anywhere to veto him That is the real issue. All right, let's go to the next Twitter question you got, Travis, and we'll go to a couple of callers we got on the line.
This one comes from Halifax underscore SOS. He says, do you think Theresa May's stalling tactics are just to eventually destroy Brexit altogether and keep the UK in the EU?
Oh, absolutely I do. And said this from the very beginning. And said that she was going to delay and delay and delay until after they passed the deadline, which is what they did. And that's why Nigel Farage created the Brexit Party after she, you know, they were supposed to be out before these European Union elections, which began today in the UK. They were supposed to be out with a hard Brexit if they hadn't come up with a negotiated settlement. And so she just arbitrarily extended it, working with the people in the European Union. And then came out after, you know, three times they rejected her proposal, what she had negotiated with the European Union, a horrible deal, a much worse deal than they currently have. So she says, well, you know, the only way this is going to happen is if we stay in a customs union with them, but we won't have anybody in the European Parliament anymore. So we won't have a say-so in the European Union. But they will still be regulating our economy. And so obviously the people rejected that. So we don't want that. Well, you don't want that. Then we certainly don't want a hard Brexit, she said. So we're just going to have to extend this. And maybe now she proposed having another election. And that was the point at which the members of parliament said, no, you're out. You're out by tomorrow, which is what's being reported. So it looks like they're now going to throw her out by tomorrow. And rightfully so. Let's go to one of our callers here. We got Griffin in Illinois. You got a question about overthrowing Trump. Go ahead, Griffin.
Yeah. Why is it that they try to overthrow Trump?
Why is it that they try to overthrow? Well, they don't like they don't like his policies. They don't like the election. I think a good example of this is Justin Amash, as I said the other day.
No. You know, well, I think he's not a Bohemian Grover like the rest of them.
Yeah, I've liked a lot of the stuff that he said about the NSA. And, of course, you've got Rand Paul coming out saying, come on, you've been there exposing the abuses of the intelligence services. Do you not see how these people have tried to criminalize the election and come after President Trump? You're going to now side with these people? That is not libertarian what you're doing there. But, again, I think it has to do with the fact that he doesn't like Trump's policies. He hates the Trump trade policy of trying to equalize things with China. He's spoken out very strongly about that. He's spoken out, he wants open trade, open borders in terms of trade as well as with people. He's right there with the Koch brothers. And I think, quite frankly, somebody called me out on this on Twitter, but I still do believe that he's upset about the policies that Trump has with the embassy in Jerusalem. I think that's a personal thing for him. He's a Christian. But he also identifies as a Palestinian American. And so I think that is a personal issue with him as well. But nevertheless, if that is, whether or not that is an issue, he still opposes Trump on these other policies. And we've got to not get to the situation where we have, where we criminalize policy differences. That's going to be even more dangerous than throwing milkshakes at people, which can escalate into, real lethal weapons being thrown at people. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's not a Bohemian Grover and doesn't worship Moloch like the rest of those scum at Bohemian Grove do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I agree. That's the problem, what they don't like about Trump. And it's a shame to see this metastasizing. But again, there is absolutely the charges that the Democrats are putting out there. Everything fell apart for them. So now they're going to say, well, we are going to investigate your taxes, and we're going to audit you here in the Congress. And if you refuse to comply, then we're going to call that obstruction, and we're going to use that to impeach you. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have three or four InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
all of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Snack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking calls from people talking about the attempts in Britain to overthrow the Brexit election, attempts by the Democrats to overthrow the election of President Trump, continuing on after year is going on. Of course, the elections across Europe are beginning in Britain today, will happen for the next 2 or 3 days. And the reason that Britain is even participating in these elections is because Theresa May stalled and stalled and stalled with awful deals that people rejected. And then even after they passed the hard exit date, she said, well, we'll extend it for another 6 months, keep it going, and then put forth the proposal to redo the election. And so now it looks like she may be on her way out by tomorrow, and the Brexit party of Nigel Farage is ascending. Nevertheless, we now still have Pelosi and the Democrats. There's building momentum there for investigating President Trump on new grounds. They want to go back and investigate the man to try to find some kind of financial crime over the last several decades in his income taxes. We know about the financial crimes of Biden. We know about the financial crimes of the Clinton Foundation. But, of course, they don't want to hear about that. It's been well documented. Even the New York Times is now talking about the Swiss bank accounts and the massive millions and billions of dollars floating around to the Biden family from the Ukraine, from China. But, you know, no investigation of that. Of course not. Just like they didn't investigate Hillary Clinton. And nobody is wondering how Barack Obama became so incredibly wealthy when the only jobs he's ever had is community organizer and elected office. But we're taking your calls on Twitter, or comments on Twitter that I'll respond to. Again, that's Libertarian. You can leave comments there. And we're also taking phone calls. Let's go to InfoWars Princess in California. She has a comment about First Amendment warfare. Go ahead, InfoWars Princess. Thank you for holding.
Dave and I, peace be with you.
Well, thank you.
The First Amendment war is all about that Hillary was to be president in 2018. The First Amendment war now is fully engaged, is a treasonous constitution violation, turnkey operation, all pre-designed to operate upon the illins, New World Order, lockstep, default, USA and world takedown and takeover. Illich and all the New World Order flying monkeys are in fact in full operation. And we shall soon see the psychopath phase two new election cycle, the worst of it, avenged avalanche, is about to be triggered upon our great God-created Earth.
Oh, yeah, and it's not just here in America. It's all the way across the world. We have seen Facebook and Twitter purging the accounts of nationalist organizations, you know, people who just want to have local control of the government instead of having the decisions being made in Brussels. But the political parties in Poland and Italy are being taken down. Five, I think, in Italy were taken down. Accounts of those organizations were taken down by social media. This is global. This is the way that they manipulated the midterm elections, and that's why they took InfoWars down, because they don't want to have a free and independent press, and they don't want your comments on social media. They don't want you to be able to see and hear certain things, and they certainly don't want you voicing your concerns. What do you think we ought to do to fight back against this?
We need courage. Courageo. We must have courage. We must expose. And we got to get out of the digital phase, and we got to get out there like Alex said. We got to go old school. They're going to take every form of communication that is digital, that is electronic, and they are going to snuff it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is an old tactic of people, just as you heard Bolton say, yeah, we got to lie to get people into war. They used to go around in the old days, and they would smash up printing presses and close newspapers and so forth. The ways to get around that during the American Revolution were what they call committees of correspondence. I mean, we don't have to necessarily wait for some technocratic savior to come up with an internet that is based on privacy, that is encoded and so forth, to overthrow these technocratic elite. George Gilder has said that he believes that's going to happen. We have seen Peter Thiel and others talk about how they were going to implement this. And of course, there's an article on Zero Hedge, people saying, look at how much money Peter Thiel and some of these people, again, Peter Thiel, one of the co-founders of PayPal, along with Elon Musk, he started another organization. I think it was called Block.One. They made so much money. People invested in this a couple of years ago. They had a business plan to create an infinite structure that was alternative, that was going to be based on privacy, exactly what George Gilder has been talking about when he says life after Google. The interesting thing about this is that they just bought back the investments of people. And they made 6,500% return on investment. Even during the massive rise of Bitcoin, people made 1,900%. Yeah. So they made about three times as much as the people made on Bitcoin when it went up exponentially. So some people were questioning what's really going on with this corporation. But nevertheless, whether that corporation is legit or whether it's a scam or whatever, there is going to be somebody who's going to create something like that. It's going to be privacy-based instead of based on free stuff where you become the product. But we don't have to wait for that. I mean, you can go to Infowars.com. You can send emails of links and so forth like that. You know, before we had the internet become very popular, going back to the early 90s, I used to get information about what was going on at Waco. That was very different, eyewitness information that was very different than what was being put out in the mainstream media, because we had bulletin boards that were linked, different places. So people can do that. They can get around that. We don't have to wait for some technological savior to give us a privacy-based internet. Your comment.
Well, right. You know, Hillary, as the president that she was supposed to be, this would have all been turnkey operation, what we're seeing. This is how she was to bring in the whole new world order with the whole world. So now that she's out, it's still self-functioning. The key is still in. They still turned it. We are in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Even if we arrest some of these people who've been involved in this corrupt conspiracy against President Trump, we need to have institutional reform. And unless he exposes a lot of the other things that are happening, even if he locks up a few of the people, that's not really going to be a lasting solution. Thank you for calling. I want to give me a question off of Twitter. Let's alternate back and forth between the calls and Twitter.
All right. This one comes from Death Do Us Part 0X. I've heard people say the EU was the brainchild of Hitler. Is this true? And if so, what is the evidence?
Well, there's a lot of circumstantial evidence, not necessarily of Hitler, but that it was the remains of the Nazi party. If you look at the very first Bilderberg meeting, it's just coincidental, I guess, that it was held at the Bilderberg Hotel right at the site of the final Nazi victory of World War II in 1944. And if you want to know more about that, you can watch the movie A Bridge Too Far. It was Operation Market Garden. And it was a defeat for the Allies after they had landed at Normandy as they were marching across Europe to take out the Nazis. That was the last time that they were defeated. And it's kind of coincidental, I guess, that they had their first Bilderberg meeting right there. That's why they call it Bilderberg. It was at the Bilderberg Hotel there.
It's too far up on IMDb.
And, Operation Market Garden was the what was in view there. Now, the two people that were very involved in that, a lot of people believe that Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, who chaired the Bilderberg meeting, was involved in the defeat there at Market Garden. They believed that he had betrayed the British forces. They also, and this comes out very strongly in the movie, A Bridge Too Far, Lord Peter Carrington was in charge of a tank corps that held back and held back and held back in spite of pleadings from the Allies to come in and do something about it. He deliberately held that back. Now, both Prince Bernhard, who had joined the Nazi Party, and who was an SS officer before he, quote-unquote, defected to Britain. And interestingly enough, it was Ian Fleming, who wrote the James Bond stories, was the one who vetted him. Nevertheless, a lot of people believed that there was some serious things that were happening at the time. They believed that he had tipped off the Germans about what was going on there. He was the first chair. The second chair was Lord Peter Carrington, the guy who held the tanks back. So I don't know, you know, it's some circumstantial evidence there. Folks, if you want to support us, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a massive sale for Memorial Day, 40, 50, 60% off many items. You can save 10% off of our Wake Up America coffee with the code WAKEUP at checkout.
Everybody knows that supplements are amazing, that what God gave us from Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them. And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in two servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM total health and performance 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates.
50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. And get the fish oil.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We're taking your phone calls, 888-201-2244, as well as your comments on Twitter, Libertarian. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. You had some comments. Go ahead.
Good morning, David. Great show. Thanks for letting us in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
My pleasure. This constitutional nullification that seems to be going on where the state legislatures are changing the rules on electoral college votes based on popular vote for the nation, should be challenged immediately by the president. He's the one that's directly affected since he's the incumbent. He should have standing to say, look, this needs to be nipped in the bud. We got to stop this before this gets out of control. This is eliminating our Constitution subversively.
Yes, I agree. I absolutely agree. I've spoken on this many times. I think the Electoral College is a genius of compromise trying to preserve the voice of smaller states, as well as having an element of proportional representation in it. Because again, the seats are in the Electoral College, the number of electors that come from a particular state are based on the state size. But then it also preserves the voice of individual states so that you don't have the candidates only go to New York, Chicago, and L.A. To campaign. And that's really what's going to happen. I've talked about how that worked out in just one county where I was living, where they had representation by districts, and then they changed it to representation at large and a small enclave of liberals that swamped in terms of population and activism, swamped the rest of the county. Basically disenfranchised people who had farms that have been there for many generations, over 100 years. And this is exactly what's going to happen if they get rid of this. Now, Jefferson, as you're pointing out, it's the bills that are being put out there in the name of giving the popular vote a chance. We've had, I think it's now 15 states, Nevada, the most recent one. And what they're saying is that in these states, they're going to give all of the electors to whoever wins, not the state, which is what's typically been the case. There's only been two states that awarded electors based on a proportion of what was won in the vote in the particular state. But now what they're going to do is they're going to give all of the electors to whoever wins the vote, the popular vote nationally, erasing all of the voice of the people in a regional representation. And so what you're going to have potentially is a situation in some of these states like Nevada that just passed it. You could have a situation there where candidate A wins a strong majority, let's say, you know, 60% of the vote, or let's even say 80 or 90% of the vote. And yet it's candidate B that wins the vote nationally. And so those 60, 80, 90% of the people in Nevada who voted for that other candidate are now going to be disenfranchised. Their votes are going to go away.
Exactly. And this goes back to the whole census issue where we're not counting citizens, we're counting population where there's people that aren't citizens. It's ludicrous that you would call it a census when the job is to count citizens, and they messed that up back in the 50s. So every census since then has actually been invalid because it wasn't a real census, yet it affected distribution of representation. It's just a mess, and it's not accidental.
Yeah, and that's the other way that they are looking. Even if they don't, even if President Trump, even if this goes through and you get a majority of these states that allocate it based on the winner of the national popular vote, they could still, if that doesn't happen, they could still do it through the census, as you just pointed out. The California judge who said you can't ask whether somebody is a citizen on the census. How absurd is that? I mean, that was the whole point of the census. And the judge said it is going to cost political power to California as well as money if you're not allowed to ask this question. If they are allocated political power based on counting foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in this country, then they're going to get more political power based on the presence of foreign citizens. They're going to have more political power both in Congress and in the Electoral College, not to mention the amount of money that is spent there. We'll be right back. We've got to take a quick break. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking comments. We have people on the line to join the program. And if you want to do that as well, it's 888-201-2244. We also have some comments that have been put on Twitter. Again, that account, my account, is Libertarian on Twitter. You can also find me on YouTube if you want to subscribe on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel now. And, of course, you can still find me. And I'm not going to be taken down on InfoWars. They may take me down on YouTube, and they're not going to take me down on InfoWars. So you can find me on InfoWars, infowars.com/David-Knight-Show. But you can find me right now on YouTube at Libertarian. And I'm going to also post up there the interview that I did with Nigel Farage. Today they're having the election again in the UK to say, yeah, we really meant Brexit. Nigel Farage's Brexit party came back out of retirement, political retirement, to say, yeah, we're going to make Brexit work. We've had an election. And what is at stake here, whether you're for remaining in the European Union or for leaving the European Union, there's nothing less at stake here than the rule of law and democracy, because you can't allow people to overthrow the election. And that's precisely what the Democrats here in America have been working on doing for a very long time. So we got a couple of callers here, more people calling in, but we haven't taken a question from Twitter for a while. Give me one of the Twitter questions, Travis.
From Mad Mims, she says, where to start on waking others up, especially the younger generations?
Where do you start on waking them up? Well, I think you, start by talking about freedom. I really think that the central focus, and it's really not the focus, quite frankly, of either party, talk about people's lives and look at how the government is intruding into people's personal lives, into their family, into their choices, shutting down our free speech. I mean, when the government is proposing to you that they take away these traditions that were so won at such great cost over the centuries in Western society. Things like free speech, things like the independent rights that are enshrined in the Constitution. When they say these things need to be taken away to keep you safe, you know, like your ability to defend yourself with guns, it needs to be taken away to make you safer, or it needs to be taken away for national security, because national security is going to keep you safe. I would just explain to them that to the extent that you give up your freedom to make choices about your life, to do things, to go places, to that extent you become a slave. And slaves are never safe. They're never secure. There is no security except the security of the jail cell, and that isn't a very secure place to be. So, you know, when you have all these people saying, well, you know, I want free this, I want free that, I want free, well, you know, there's a place where you can get everything for free. It's called a jail. And it just costs you all of your freedom. I would start and try to focus on freedom. Freedom was the central idea. Individual liberty was the central idea of the American experiment. It was laid out right there at the beginning of the Declaration of Independence. We have certain inalienable human rights that we get from our Creator. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. To do what you want to do, as long as it doesn't harm somebody else. Government was there to act as a referee to keep us from harming, physically harming other people. Not from hurting other people's feelings, but from actually harming somebody. Physically injuring them, stealing from them, that type of thing. And the government was there to protect our God-given rights, not to grant them to us. And if any government takes those rights away, as our governments are now doing across the West, it is our duty as well as our right to alter or abolish those governments and put in a government that will protect our individual liberties. And so that's what you, I think that's where you start with people. You start by focusing on the issue of freedom. If we can get freedom right, and we ought to be able to get people on the left to agree about this as well. Everybody's got freedom issues. Look at some of the people on the left. You know, one of the freedom issues that they were pushing on was marijuana. Look at how many people got locked up to keep us safe from marijuana. We got prisons that are overflowing in this country because we valued safety over the freedom to make a choice about something. And unfortunately, we had a lot of conservatives buy into a UN agenda that locked up a major portion of our society. And as conservatives, they had to pay the taxes for the private prisons because we bought into that to keep people safe. Government can't do that type of thing. Yeah, you know, there's risks with any type of behavior. We need to talk about that. But ultimately, people need to be able to make those choices. And the most important thing to come out of that is the idea that we can nullify the overreach of our government. It was the marijuana prohibition was nullified across this country in state legislatures and in direct referenda by the people. And that is one of the peaceful ways that we can take back our power with a grassroots movement like that. You got another Twitter question, then we'll go to a call.
Absolutely. From Castle Robinson 2, he says, what's your opinion on Trump's support from the NRA, red flag laws, Trump's stock, bump stock ban, no national reciprocity passed, Hearing Protection Act died in committee? Seems like it's all lip service to me.
I'm not happy with the red flag laws. I said that. I said that the bump stock laws, I think, were virtue signaling to people who don't really care about that. I think that that NRA got that wrong. I think Trump got that wrong. I think the red flag laws are a red flag that they're coming for the Second Amendment. When President Trump said, leading up to that, he said, well, take the guns, we'll do the due process later. That's not the Constitution, President Trump. You don't get due process. Due process means that before anything is done, whether we're talking about taking guns or whether we're talking about in the war on drugs, taking somebody's home, their car, their cash, or even talking about taking somebody's children, as CPS is doing across this country. We already have, with civil asset forfeiture, with child protection services, we've already seen what it looks like when you take the property or you take the children and you do the due process later. They don't bother to do the due process later. And that is not what due process means. And the red flag gun laws that have been embraced by the Republicans and the NRA are a very, very dangerous issue. I've talked to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. They sued to stop the bump stock issue because that has established a very dangerous precedent. I said when President Trump did that, remember, even the Obama administration ATF did not prohibit bump stocks. They are not part of the firing mechanism. It's not part of the gun that has ever been regulated by the ATF. They never pretended that they had any authority to regulate that. And they've pretended that they've got a lot of authority that they don't have. And when you have the president saying, I'm going to do this by executive order, which is essentially what he did. He had his Justice Department go out there and say, well, we want to have this done. And so then they made it happen. It trickled down, however, from the president with an executive order. I said, wait until you get a Democrat president. Then they're going to start prohibiting things left and right by executive order. And we've already got Kamala Harris saying, when she becomes president, she's going to give them 100 days to enact her preferences for gun control. And if they don't do it, she's going to start prohibiting things. You've already got a candidate openly talking about doing this. President Trump is the one who set the precedent on this. I think that's really sad. Let's go to one of our callers, Laura in Montana. You've been holding for a while. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, David.
Hi.
I just thought of a new, instead of New World Order, we ought to call it the New Wicked Order.
Yeah, it is wicked, isn't
it? Lady called in. Yeah. But what I wanted to talk about was Brexit, because I've been following Brexit. And Nigel Farage, and I've listened to his shows, which you can listen to on YouTube. And he's a very articulate, interesting man who has been against.
Oh, that's putting it mildly. Yeah, he's been very articulate and interesting. Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Right, and I don't know if you've been watching him at all, but he is of the Conservative Party, David.
Yeah,
he's not with the new Brexit. He decided not to go, although his sister has joined Nigel Farage in England on the Brexit Party. And I think a wonderful name, Brexit, is perfect for the party name. And I think a lot of people in England are starting to wake up, even some of the Remainers. I really believe that, because they're realizing that, hey, you know, this isn't good. You know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who was it that you said, whose sister was it that joined the Brexit Party?
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Okay, yes. Yes, exactly. And as I pointed out, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hang on. We'll get back to you. But as I pointed out earlier, we got a Labor Party, lifetime Labor Party guy, not only voting for the Brexit Party, but standing for election with the Brexit Party, because he sees it as a betrayal. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life, make your own decisions, gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones, then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down. It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our ultimate bone broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with.
And then it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our ultimate bone broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that's taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy, these are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking calls and comments, and we have on the line, we didn't finish up before we had to take a commercial break. We've still got Laura from Montana on the line. You were talking about Brexit, about Lord Rees-Mogg, as a lot of conservatives have moved their support to the Brexit Party, and of course his sister is now standing for election as a Brexit Party candidate. Your other comments, Laura?
Yeah. Jacob Rees-Mogg has been supporting Brexit ever since the beginning because he believes in democracy. And he actually tried to remove May at one point. I'm sure you followed that, where he mm-hmm. was trying to get the votes for removal of her, but he wasn't successful, so he wasn't going to try again. But I do think that the British people are starting to wake up, even the ones that voted Remain. I think a portion of those people are waking up. And, you know, I got an idea while you were on break. You know, if this doesn't fly over in Europe, if they can't get the Brexit Party in, and I don't know if they can or not, but, you know, there's probably going to be a need for a lot of yellow vests. So we might need some InfoWars eventually. They would fly off the shelves, I am sure.
Yeah.
In fact,
well, they're going to
manufacturing them.
There's no doubt they're coming after our transportation here. I mean, that was the thing that kicked it off over there. That's why they had the yellow vest. They were mandated as motorists to have one in their trunk in case they broke down the highway. And it's like, you are breaking us down with your environmental regulation. You are destroying our way of life by making it impossible for us to commute because not everybody wants to live in the city, but they want everybody to live in the city. That's really what's behind this. It's not about saving the environment. It's about forcing everybody to live in the city. And a lot of people can't afford to do that and don't choose to do that. And so they want to overthrow that. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Well, and again, as you pointed out, you know, this is everybody, even outside the Conservative Party, even people who didn't want to leave the European Union now see this as a overthrow of democracy there, I think. And, you know, you see Theresa May continually pushing this thing out and then going past the hard cutoff date. And then proposing, and I think that was the final straw, proposing they're going to have another election. They said, that's it, you're out. So she may be out by tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. What do you think, David? Do you think that Do you think that the Brexit Party is going to be able to win? I mean, isn't it a split now? They'll be voting for, I mean, what's going to happen? What do you think?
Well, they're looking at this and hoping that they're going to take one thing at a time. First of all, they are polling, not just with British polls, but they're polling in the European polling organizations have said that four out of the five largest parties that are going to be in the European Parliament are nationalist, want to have more control nationally. And the biggest one of those they propose is going to be the Brexit Party. The Brexit Party in the last poll they had was at 37%, which is nearly twice as much as the number two party, which is Liberal Democrats. So it's going to be pretty hard for them to rig the election in a situation like that. And so we won't know for a couple of days, I think, because it looks like they're going, you know, they're voting all the way through the 26th. Today's the 23rd. They're voting through the 26th. They're not going to release information officially until after the last poll has closed in the last country to vote. So we're not going to have the results of that for a while, unless they've got some exit polling that tips the hand. But it looks like they've got a very strong situation here. Now, that's just going to be in the European Parliament. And then the question becomes, can Nigel Farage and others take that support and use that to win support of Parliament? And that remains to be seen. We'll have to see what happens with that in the future. But that's really going to be where push comes to shove. Yeah.
Now, on another relationship, I do want to just inject this is I documented over 2,000 pages of video clips of the 2014 coup in Kiev. And I can tell you that Devin Archer was John Kerry's, I guess, his assistant. And Joe Biden's son, of course, you already know Hunter Biden, was appointed to the board of Burisma, which is the largest Ukrainian gas company they've got there. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just so obvious. If only people got the truth on mainstream news, they'd all be supporting us. We'd all be.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is this came out, it was revealed in a lawsuit. Peter Schweizer got that. He had written the book Clinton Cash, and now he's talking about Biden's cash. Of course, there's no investigation by the Democrats. They're not concerned at all. But the New York Times now has come out and talked about. Go ahead.
Yeah. We're disappointed in Trump because he just doesn't seem to be doing what he needs to be doing. Like you said, he has the power. He gave an unlimited budget to the war machine, and yet he will not use the energy and the labor of our military to go down and build that wall. And
yeah, it's that's the thing
so
that's bothering me.
I don't. Anyway, that's it.
I agree. Thank you so much, Laura. I agree. That's the thing that's bothered me this entire time. I've been talking about this since President Trump got elected. It's like, you have the military. You can stop people from coming across the border. You could bring the troops home. That's what he said he was going to do. And the Pentagon says, no, you're not going to do that. And, you know, he's letting them control this. He could put troops on the border to stop the flow of people across there. The military could put something up very quickly to stop that, to increase that, so they don't have a one-on-one clash. They could use crowd control tactics to keep people across while they, put up a temporary barrier there. But the military is very good at building things very quickly. Nobody even knew how many troops we had in Syria, did we? We didn't have a vote on that. Nobody knew that we had about a dozen military bases that we built in Syria, plus four air bases that we built in Syria. Where did the money for that come from? Where did the authority for that come from? Why can't we do that at the border? They can take people that they capture at the border and send them to military installations as family units. And there's money for that, and there's authority for that, but we can't stop them from coming in. We've got to protect this country from the judicial system, because that's the most dangerous thing that happens when these people come across the border. They get into the judicial system, and they're very politicized. All right, let's take a couple of Twitter comments. We haven't taken any Twitter comments for a while, Travis.
The next question comes from Schroyers_Beard. He says, what does it say about the Democrat Party that they repeatedly vote for a speaker that can't speak, governors that can't govern, laws that they don't enforce, etc.? Also, Schroyers Beard, got to say, the David Knight Show beard is better. It's just better. No offense to Owen.
Okay. Well, what does it say? I think it says that they are desperate, that they don't have anything in terms of substance that the American people are going to support. Look, their best hope is socialism and the Green New Deal. And that is a no deal for for people. Just take a look at what happened in Australia. We just had the Australian vote there. They said, oh, the millennials and the young people, they all want socialism. They all want environmentalism. It is an undefeatable issue. And, of course, to sum it up, what they looked at, and they said, well, you know, we're a lot more afraid of your climate policies than we are of climate change. You want to take away our homes? You want to take away our cars? You want to take away our jobs? Those are bread and butter issues. And even more so, they want to take away their meat. They want to control even what you eat, these people. They are absolute control freaks. They want to control the most minute details of your life. And we don't want that. I think it's a losing issue. That's why they're bringing up all these identity politics issues. You got Stacey Abrams saying, yeah, that is our issue, identity politics.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at Newswars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at Infowars.com and Newswars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got a caller who's been hanging on for a while. Is that Trask in Texas? Is that what that is? Or Track? Okay, Trask. Okay, let's. Thanks for holding, Trask. What's your comment?
I'd just like to say that the it's important to remember that nobody's going to save us, right? Yeah. Trump, you know, maybe he has good intentions, but he has all the powers to stop what's going on at the border, and I don't know what's going on in Iran. Like, what are we doing in Iran? We have no business over there. And what's going on with bringing back the troops?
Yeah.
He says, oh, well, you know, I'm talking to people, and they want me to keep people. No, he's the commander-in-chief.
That's right. That's right.
He is in control of our forces. And he says where we go. And there's no there's no chief that can say otherwise. You know, so it's important to remember, like, what if Trump is a controlled opposition to the deep state? You got to remember, these people are smart.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Or if they're using, you know, threats against him or his family or whatever to control him after he's in. I mean, all these things are always options. You had open... I would say open defiance of President Trump from people in the Pentagon and others who said, you know, when he said, we got to get out of Afghanistan, I don't want to have troops in Syria and so forth. They said, no, no, we're staying. We're staying.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely amazing to me. These people, how did we ever get there? Again, I've played so many times the back and forth with then Senator Sessions and then Secretary of State Leon Panetta. And Sessions saying, you're not going to go into Syria without us voting on this, right? Well, we'll talk to our friends in NATO and the UN, and we'll decide. And we'll let you know, maybe. You know, and he's like, I can't believe you're saying this. Well, you know, that's exactly what they did. We find out they've got 2,000, 4,000 troops. We still don't know exactly. We don't know how, you know, what authorization they had to go there. And we can't get them out of there because when President Trump says we're going to leave, the Pentagon says, no, we're not. And now President Trump, you heard him saying in that clip I played yesterday, he said, well, you know, we do have this thing called the military-industrial complex. It's real, and they really do like war. And so I told him, you know, let's get out of there. They said, well, we don't want to go. So I said, well, all right, we'll leave a couple hundred behind. Why is he negotiating with them? It shows what the real government power is, and it shows that we really can't trust anybody to be able to follow through on this and even have the political power to get rid of the deep state, the entrenched state, the military-industrial complex, or even the judiciary that are constantly throwing roadblocks in front of him to protect the border. Again, I think he ought to refute them. I think he's got a picture of Andrew Jackson. He needs to act like Andrew Jackson and say, you don't have any authority to enforce this. I have the authority of the Constitution to protect the American border, and I'm going to do it.
It needs to be more like old Hickory.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, I think really, what do you think, Trask? I think the solution is for us to take back our power at the local level. I think we've seen that happen, for example, whether you agree with it or not, marijuana legalization, medical marijuana, even recreational marijuana. That was a nullification of unconstitutional federal overreach. They didn't have the power to prohibit marijuana. They needed a constitutional amendment, just like they needed a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. And so you had the states come back and say, you know, whether it was by referenda or by the state legislatures, they said, we're going to legalize it. I think we need to understand the power that we, the people, can have at a local level. And that goes all the way down to the local county level if we elect a good, law-abiding sheriff. You got a lot of sheriffs in Colorado and Illinois that are standing up to state measures to take away people's guns, and they said, we're not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, state is just another word for country. We are individual countries that come together as a union, and we have the federal government that's supposed to do our trade deals and protect our borders, and that's it.
That's right.
Anything other than that is supposed to be done at the local level.
That's right.
If you don't like the laws of that local area, move somewhere that's more conducive to what your lifestyle is like. And that's how it should be.
I couldn't agree more. You're absolutely right. We need to stop, and this is true of people on both the left and the right. I was very alarmed at the hero worship that I saw about Obama. Quite frankly, the hero worship that I frequently see on the right about President Trump worries me as well. We've got to come back from this idea that we can elect a savior who is going to save us. We've got to take responsibility ourselves. The founders of this country, who did achieve individual liberty, said that nobody is going to carry us on a feather bed to a state of liberty. They realized that they needed to do it themselves. They needed to do it at the local level, and that's exactly what they did. They took on the biggest empire in the world, and they got their freedom. And we can do the same thing here in this country. Thank you, Trask. You got any questions there on Twitter, Travis?
Absolutely. From TinkyMan1, he says, David, some Brits believe Farage sold out and is a Tory party shill, and Brexit party is really to keep Tories in power in the UK. What do you think?
I haven't followed it that closely. I would imagine they say that because he separated himself from UKIP and from Tommy Robinson. But I think what he's trying to do right now is to make sure that Brexit goes through. And I think that's a very important thing to do. I mean, they can sort that kind of stuff out later. I kind of hate to see the kind of, you know, we have a small, it's difficult enough to get a majority anywhere without starting that kind of infighting. And I see that happen frequently. A lot of times we'll have an establishment candidate here in the United States, and we'll have so many people who are good people who are on the right running that they divide the vote amongst themselves, and none of them get elected, and the statist remains in power, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. And so I would hope that people would look at this and say, hey, look, our best chance to make sure that we shut down this power grab to the center that the European Union represents I would think, Brexit right now. And then they can sort out the details later. The key thing about the European elections is that, and I think it's a real strength, I wish we had that here. You can have multiple parties that can be represented, and then they can, if nobody gets past the 50% point, and they typically never do because they have a lot of different parties, and they have to create a coalition of like-minded individuals. And I would imagine that if you had a situation like that in the general elections, I mean, you're not talking about the European Union elections. I mean, this is just to people to the European Parliament. I would think it would be a no-brainer to send a Brexit party to the European Union. Then after that, in the UK, I would imagine that, you know, when you come up to the regular elections, if you had the fortunate circumstance of having both the Brexit party do well and UKIP do well, that they could put together a coalition. They could agree on enough issues that they could put together a ruling coalition. But I think Nigel Farage is an excellent speaker, a great debater, and I think that he is right on point right now. They've got to make sure they don't overthrow democratic elections. You got another question, Travis?
So do you think the EU will interfere with the British elections, and to what extent? And do you think they'll blame Russia?
Of course they'll blame Russia. They already started the blame game. And as a matter of fact, they already talked about how it was social media and the people's unrestricted speech that was going to interfere with the election. So they decided that they would preemptively take down various organizations in many different countries and gag people's political speech. Look, it's not just democracy that is on the line here. It is also our free speech, a long tradition in the West that is now disappearing because we've been told by the cultural Marxists, who are nothing but Marxists themselves. I mean, forget about the cultural issues. All this stuff about we have to take away your free speech because somebody got their feelings hurt about this. That's absolute nonsense. You'll never have any free speech. You won't even have any comedy, as we've had. It's gotten so pervasive in the UK that you've had one comedian after the other talking about this, from John Cleese to Rowan Atkinson. I could go down the list of all these different comedians who are saying, I can't say any of this anymore. All these people from Monty Python saying, I couldn't do the movies or the comedy that I did before. Wouldn't be allowed. Rowan Atkinson saying that. And for the most part, Mr. Bean never said anything. But he would probably do something that would offend somebody somewhere. So they would shut him down. But look, folks, the goal is not to help people's feelings. It's to shut down their political opposition. That's why they are Marxists.
Everybody knows that supplements are amazing, that what God gave us from Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them.
And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in two servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM, total health and performance, 8-pack, power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates. 50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision. Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. And get the fish oil.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've been taking calls and comments on Twitter. Got Lee in Florida, who's been on hold for quite some time. Thank you for holding, Lee. What's your comment?
Yeah, thanks, David. I was just wanted to ask, how could President Trump reclaim ICANN from the UN since he gave it away unlawfully without congressional approval?
Yeah, I'm very concerned about that. And I've talked about how, you know, we have seen the deplatforming of InfoWars and many other media organizations. You know, 2 months after they took down InfoWars, they took down 800 independent media sites. I mean, things like Free Thought Project, Cop Block, a lot of anti-police state, anti-surveillance state, a lot of anti-war sites that were taken down. People who were not just conservative supporters of Trump, but people who were libertarian or even some left-wing organizations that had applauded the censorship of InfoWars. And that's just the first step. The other thing that we have seen is across the board, we have seen people punished financially, had their bank accounts closed. This has happened to gun retailers, to gun wholesalers. We have had, again, you know, Gab and many of these organizations that were censored on social media have also had, like InfoWars, we've had the banks come back and try to take away our ability to do commerce. And then the next step, I believe, is going to be basically taking away people's domain names. And I think that was one of the reasons why this is not just something that they're making up as they go along. This has been a long-term plan. Matt Drudge came here in 2015 and said, here's the plan when Hillary wins, you know, they're going to basically shut you guys down. Well, they did it anyway. And, or tried to, at least. We're still there, of course, because you guys have been sponsoring us. But I mean, to shut us down on social media, that type of thing has been the plan all along. I don't know, what President Trump can do about that. I do know what he can do about, social media censorship. And I think he should do it. And I've said this many times. I think that it needs to be recognized what the Supreme Politburo, the Supreme Court, as many people call them, said in 1946. We pretend that everything that they say is law until they change the law themselves again. You know, they make the law. They change the law. We don't ever vote for them. They have no accountability to us. But look, the decision that they made in 1946 is every bit as much the law as Roe v. Wade that we all bow down and worship wrongfully. But if we're going to play that game, if the Supreme Court is going to determine what law is, let's go back to Marsh versus Alabama 1946. A woman who was handing out religious tracts in a company-owned town, and she was ejected, and she fought and won at the Supreme Court. They said, even if the public square is privately owned, you can't stop free speech. And that's the free speech that is protected is especially political and religious free speech. That is the essence of what the First Amendment was about. So I think we need to stand with that. President Trump could do that. There's been subsequent decisions that would support when we're talking about what happened with the bakery situation. That is not the same situation. That bakery was not the public square. That was not their model. And they were open for business. They said, we'll sell you anything off the shelf, but we're not going to be compelled to make something that violates our religious convictions. Because you demand that we not just tolerate you, but that we celebrate you. We're not going to celebrate what you do. And they were not a monopoly. And the same thing is true of malls. They are not a monopoly either. And, so, you know, when we look at these types of things, what really is a monopoly? What really is the public square? What is their business model? And Jack Dorsey said this many times is, or Twitter and Facebook. And even Google, with their monopoly situation. So yes, you could come after these people in terms of an antitrust thing. You could, you know, come after them with these, other tactics. But I think the key thing is to get back social media. And I think that, you know, I don't know what President Trump could do about ICON. That is going to be a very dangerous situation because I think it's going to ultimately result in them trying to take away people's domain names under the umbrella of, oh, you're hateful or you're divisive or my feelings were hurt, so we're going to deplatform you. I mean, what do you think?
If he just publicly speaks about that Supreme Court ruling on, you know, one of his media coverages when he's speaking, maybe that would, you know, put a little fuel on the fire to get that ball rolling.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm encouraged by what his campaign manager this time, who was his social media manager in the first campaign, Brad Parshall, said. He talked about this issue. It's a good first step for them to start taking comments. But it isn't this problem is not going to be solved by President Trump tweeting about it. It's not going to be solved by an opinion poll or press release. He needs to take decisive actions. As president, he has that kind of power. And there's probably something that he could do about ICON as well. But they have to have the political will, I think, to start at social media, because that's where this has already happened. And I think that really needs to be addressed. Do you have any other comments, Lee? I know you were holding him for a long time.
Well, I think the president needs to just take action and quit talking about what he's going to do. He said he wants to enact the act about treason, whatever they call that. what was that act that's called? The
Well, you know, it's one thing when you're a candidate, you can, it's very important for people to understand that you see the problem in the same way that they see the problem. But when you become a, when you become president, when you get elected, you have to actually do something about it. You can't just say, I feel your pain. You have to actually, do something and move in that direction. And it is essential for President Trump, to win this election. To make sure that they don't purge all of the people who are independent press who support him, who support his policies. They have to make sure that's not purged out of the public square. So it really is an existential issue, not only for America. That's the key thing. But even for President Trump, and I hope he sees this, and I hope he does something about it. Thank you, Lee. I want to tell everybody real quickly about our Memorial Day mega sales that have begun now. We've got many different items that are discounted 40, 50, 60%. Take a look at the 40% issue, items that are already up. We have Turbo Force and protein bars. Both of those 40% off. In terms of 50% discount, we have Bod Ease, our all natural anti-inflammatory, supplement. Turmeric and many other natural ingredients. That's 50% off. So is Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix and Super Male Vitality. All of those 50% off. 60% off, we have ExtendaWise and Myco ZX Plus. And as an exclusive offer to the listeners of this program, you can save 10% off of Wake Up America Coffee. That's our 100% organic coffee available in two different blends. You can save 10% off of that. Just use the code WAKEUP at checkout to save 10% off of our 100% organic Wake Up America Coffee. You can find all those specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget, you can also follow me on Twitter as well as YouTube, Libertarian. And before we still got a couple of minutes left in this broadcast, I want to talk about what's going on with Joe Biden. It was kind of interesting to see that North Korea came back against Joe Biden. He went to a Trump rally. You think these people in other countries don't follow our politics here very, very closely? He said, are we a nation that embraces dictators and tyrants like Putin and Kim Jong-un? And the crowd says, no. And then Biden says, but Trump does. Yeah. How exactly did Trump embrace Kim Jong-un? I'm really not sure about that. Or Putin for that matter either. But nevertheless, they took exception to that in North Korea. And this is the press release that came out of the Korean Central News Agency. What he uttered is just sophism of an imbecile bereft of elementary quality as a human being, let alone a politician. Because, you know, politicians and human beings, they're in two different categories. I guess we could paraphrase it by saying that many saddenings for this extinguished gentleman. But then they went on. It got even worse. They said they brought an allegation that Biden plagiarized a paper in college, and they mocked his presidential candidacy. They said even the American media derided him as a man with manic, obsessive running of the mouth. This is enough to make a cat laugh. I think something was lost in the cultural translation, let alone the translation to English. But, you know, it's not just Kim Jong-un. It's pretty bad when even Johnny Carson called him out on this. I mean, Joe Biden has been around a long time. There's a clip that you can see making the rounds on social media. Going back to 1987, Johnny Carson laughing about Joe Biden, not only just plagiarizing his paper in college, but also plagiarizing his in a speech when he was running for president back in 1987. He's been at this for, 32 years that he's been doing this? Here's Johnny Carson.
Now, on the political scene, one of the Democratic candidates is Senator Joseph Biden. Have you seen the problem he's been having? He went around and made a speech, and apparently he quoted a British politician, took his speech and kind of paraphrased it as his own. And then the press got on him, and then he was charged also with taking part of Bobby. And Biden says, not to worry, he reassured his staff. He said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
There you go. That's how old Joe Biden is. Even Johnny Carson was making jokes about him.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products to keep me on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.